This is going to be a typing and whispering episode. So kind of experimental because I haven't done this before. But I'll describe how I have this set up. I'm using two microphones, one on the left and one on the right, so that should capture my voice in a ear-to-ear or just three-dimensional kind of sound. Now the microphones I'm using are bi-directional, which means they can record from the very front, or they can record from the front. And they also record from the back side at the same time. So I have the microphones pointing at my mouth, face, head area, the front side. And then the back side is pointing downward at a keyboard. So it should capture accurate keyboard sounds while I whisper at the same time. The keyboard style I'm using is a more modern Chiclet style keyboard, because the keys make a little bit of a softer sound. I tried an older mechanical style computer keyboard, and it was very loud and kind of abruptive. Now, because I have two microphones, the keyboard should also be captured in ear-to-ear and 3D type of sound. So let's test it. Here's a key on the left side, and one on the right side. So hopefully, you get kind of a 3D sound while I whisper. Well, what I'm gonna whisper about is I'm going to read the Wikipedia page about computer keyboards. And usually I start with the summary on the page, but I found the information in the summary so obvious. It just explains what a computer keyboard is, and I think you are quite familiar with what a computer keyboard is. So instead, I'm going to jump right to the history, which is much more interesting because it definitely has stuff that I don't know about. And my speaking style, or whisper style, reading style, is going to be different also, because I'm going to very slowly read the words while I type. So, I don't know if this is going to be any good when I'm done, but I hope at least some of you enjoy this. Alright, I'm nervous. Here we go. History of the computer keyboard. While typewriters are the definitive ancestor of all key-based text entry devices, the computer a device for electromechanical data entry and communication. Data entry and latest computers incorporated electric typewriter keyboards. The development of the ENIAC computer incorporated a key punch device as both the input and paper-based output device, while the BINAC computer also made use of an electromechanically controlled typewriter for both data entry onto magnetic tape instead of paper and data output. From the 1940s until the late 1960s, typewriters were the main means of data entry and output for computing, becoming integrated into what are known as computer terminals. Because of the limitations of terminals based upon printed text in comparison to the growth in data storage, processing, and transmission, a general move toward video-based computer terminals was effected by the 1970s. Starting with the data point 3300 in 1967, the keyboard remained the primary, most integrated computer peripheral well into the era personal computing until the introduction of the mouse as a consumer device in 1984. By this time, text-only user interfaces with sparse graphics gave way to comparatively graphics-rich icons on screen. However, keyboards remain central to human-computer interaction to the present, even as mobile personal computing devices such as smartphones and tablets adapt the keyboard as an optional virtual touchscreen-based means of data entry. And the next section is about keyboard types. One factor determining the size of a keyboard is the presence of duplicate keys, such as a separate size depends on the extent to which a system is used, where a single action is produced by a combination of subsequent or simultaneous keystrokes. Desktop computer keyboards such as the 101 key US traditional keyboards or the 104 key Windows keyboards include alphabetic characters, punctuation, symbols, and numbers, and a variety of function keys. The internationally common 102, 104 keyboards have a smaller left shift key and an additional key with some more symbols between that and the letter to its right. Also, the enter key is usually shaped differently. Computer keyboards are similar to electric typewriter keyboards, but contain additional keys, such as the devices. The computer keyboard as a device for electromechanical data entry and communication derives largely from the utility of two devices. Devices were used to simultaneously type and transmit stock market text data from the keyboard across telegraph lines to stock machines to be immediately copied and displayed onto ticker tape. The teleprinter, in its more contemporary form, was developed from 1907 to 1910 by American mechanical engineer Charles Crumb and his son Howard, with early contributions engineer Frank Pierne. Earlier models were developed separately by individuals such as Royal Earl House and Frederick devices, which soon evolved to include keys for text and number entry akin to normal typewriters by the 1930s. For most of the 20th century, while the keyboard on the key punch device strong role in data entry and storage for just as long. The development of the earliest computers incorporated electric typewriter keyboards. The development of the ENIAC computer incorporated a key punch device as both the input and paper-based output device, while the BINAC computer also made use of an electromechanically controlled typewriter for both data entry onto magnetic tape instead of paper and data output. From the 1940s until the late 1960s, typewriters were the main means of data entry and output for computing, becoming integrated into what are known as computer terminals. Because of the limitations of terminals based upon print text in comparison to the growth in data storage, processing, and transmission, a general move toward video-based computer terminals was effected by the 1970s. Starting with the DataPoint 3300 in 1967, the keyboard remained the primary, most integrated computer peripheral well into the era of personal computing until the introduction of the mouse as a consumer device in 1984. By this time, text-only user interfaces with sparse graphics gave way to comparatively graphics-rich icons on screen. However, keyboards remained central to human-computer interaction to the present, even as mobile personal computing devices such as smartphones and tablets adapt the keyboard as an optional virtual touchscreen-based means of data entry. Alright, and the next section is about keyboard types. one factor determining the size of a keyboard is the presence of duplicate keys, such as a separate numeric keyboard. Desktop computer keyboards, such as the 101 key US traditional keyboards or the 104 key Windows keyboards, include alphabetic characters, symbols, and numbers, and a variety of function keys. The internationally common 102, 104 keyboards have a smaller left shift key and an additional key with some more symbols between that and the letter to its right. Also, the enter key is usually shaped differently. Three the original PC keyboard with 84 keys. The AT keyboard also with 84 keys. And the enhanced keyboard with 101 keys. The three differ somewhat in the placement of function keys, the control keys, the return key, and the shift key. Alright. If you listened all the way to the end, then I guess you must have liked that.